for detainees already here in the U.S., a ruling yesterday in Detroit may be of interest. A federal judge has ruled that blanket closure of immigration hearings is unconstitutional. Since September, the Justice Department has required immigration judges to keep the public and the press out of the hearings of any detainees determined to be of special interest by federal authorities. Yesterday's ruling strikes a blow against that policy, as NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The case involves Rabi Haddad, who was arrested last December by immigration authorities and held on charges that he overstayed his tourist visa. That same day, federal agents raided and shut down the Global Relief Foundation, an Islamic charity Haddad founded in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Since then, Haddad has been in jail. He's already had a series of hearings before an immigration judge in Detroit. They've all been closed, like the hearings of hundreds of people from the Middle East and South Asia picked up in the post-September 11th sweep. Three different lawsuits were filed in Detroit, asking a federal judge to open Haddad's hearings to the press and the public. Yesterday, in response to a suit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, Judge Nancy Edmonds ruled that the order closing Haddad's hearing violated the press and the public's First Amendment right to attend judicial hearings. League Alert argued the case for the ACLU.
One thing that the First Amendment guarantees is that the public need not simply trust the government, that the public and press have a right to see for themselves what our government is doing. And I think that right is particularly important after September 11th, where there is so much concern about what the government is doing, and there is so much attention on the government's policies.
The government argued that people charged with immigration violations don't have the same constitutional protections as criminal defendants. The judge rejected that argument and said she would soon also rule on another lawsuit brought by Haddad himself. In that suit, lawyers for Haddad charge that closing the hearings violated their client's right to due process. Ashraf Nubani, one of Haddad's lawyers, says by ordering the hearings closed, the Justice Department sent a message to the immigration judge.
I think that the judge was biased when she realized that these hearings had to be closed. She had a different impression of Pastor Haddad and of who he was. And this is in spite of the fact that we've provided to the court literally a petition of 5,000 signatures of people saying that he's a person of good moral character. And yet all of these things, I think, were overlooked by the judge because of the nature of the closed hearings.
The Justice Department has indicated it will appeal. Douglas Kamek, dean of the Catholic University School of Law, says the government is likely to argue that federal district courts don't have jurisdiction over immigration courts, which are administrative bodies. As to the broader implications of the case, Kamek says that depends. It may set the standard for hundreds of other detainees. But he says one way to read the decision is that national security and privacy concerns were not at stake here, because Haddad's name and details about his case were already well known.
And therefore, the basis for closure, which the Justice Department memorandum articulates, was simply absent in this specific singular case. And if that's all the decision stands for, its implications are narrow indeed.
The ACLU's League Alert believes the broadest implication of the ruling is that it sends a message that the judicial branch intends to assert its authority regarding post-September 11th policies.
The government specifically argued to the court that the court should stay out of this or should apply a watered-down constitutional standard. The judge specifically rejected that position and made clear that the courts intend to exercise their role as a check on excesses by the other two branches.
Many of these issues will come up again later this month in New Jersey in a similar case filed on behalf of all detainees being held in that state. If the Justice Department intends to appeal yesterday's decision, it will have to do so quickly. Rabi Haddad's next immigration hearing is set for Wednesday. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.